Can you say what your name is, what grade you're going to, what school you're going to?
I'm Jackson Warhover, and I am going into 9th grade at Bedford High School.
Excellent. So when people say computer science, what does that term mean to you?
Well, given my experience, I'd say it would go towards programming and Java mainly because of this class that I've been taking.
No. Which leads to my next question. If someone were to ask you, what's the difference between programming and computer science, how would you answer that?
I'd say that computer science is more of how the computer would react to the programming, and programming is instructions for a computer.
For a person that doesn't know what KT Byte is, can you try to explain who we are in like a sentence or two?
Well, KT Byte is where I learn to program via meetings that I go into via my computer over the internet, and I'm able to talk to them, they're able to talk to me and teach me how to program.
So, what's your favorite topic that you learn with us so far?
There's been so much stuff. I'd say learning about nodes is probably my favorite topic, and nodes are this way of storing data where each value, like, points at another value too. So you're able to basically just kind of go down a line of data.
Right, and chain them together, right? Okay, no, cool. What was your favorite project that you did with KT Byte?
I think my favorite project would probably be back in like CSO1 programming Snake. That was really fun.
Okay,
I still
good,
have
good,
that,
good.
by the way.
Oh yeah, no. How about kind of like the opposite? What was like the hardest topic for you to learn, and how did you go about trying to learn it?
Now I've got to think back to CSO2B and what those two projects were. So I think the hardest project I've done was going through a list of authors and things that they'd written, like collaborated with other people, and be able to tell who they'd collaborated with, how many times they'd collaborated with that person. Yeah.
Right. Okay. No, that's good. What's one topic you find surprisingly easy?
Well, I'd say all the things that you would find hard when you begin coding actually turn out very easy at the end, like if statements and loops and things like that.
Once you understand it,
Well, yeah, once
right?
you
Okay.
understand
All
it,
right.
they're much easier.
Next question is gonna be a little bit awkward. Who was your instructor, and what did you like about him? So pretend that Andrew is not in the
He's
room.
over there.
No, he's not.
I'd say my instructor for the last classes that I've taken was Andrew, and he was great because he would always be there to help you out when you like get stumped on a project.
What are some things on the KT Byte website that you would ask new students or your friends to check out?
I'd probably have them, like, especially new students, check out the showcase where they can explore other people's projects that they coded in CS00. Just be able to see what you're able to do with programming, even at a very basic level.
Okay, that's good. In terms of what you learned computer science wise, can you think of anything that's happening like out in the real world right now that's kind of related to what you're learning? It could be something in the news, it could be like tech news, or even maybe like non-tech news, maybe social networks, it could be
Maybe something in the lines of encryption or something like that, where
encryption,
like,
okay.
yeah, I think something that it has to do with programming that's related in the news right now is like all those things with encryption and should we be encrypting all our messages or should we have like a backdoor key for the government and things like that.
Okay, privacy versus
Privacy, yeah.
right, balance between security, physical security and privacy. Good,
Right.
good, good. Have you seen how computer science being used in ways that's related to other subjects in the world? Maybe even like other subjects in school that you saw.
Oh, yeah. I think computer science kind of expanded my knowledge on math even a little bit. Just being able to use math in real world tasks like programming just helped expand my understanding of math, and it helps your understanding, definitely.
How do you expect to apply your computer science knowledge, in the future?
Well, I think I could, like, in the future, I would love to get a job in the area of programming and computer science. I would love to apply my knowledge of computer science in that way, helping out some company or something like that.
Okay, that sounds good. Are you even applying it sort of like right now? Like, are you in any programming clubs or robotics team, or
Now that's an interesting.
just any other extracurriculars that do involve programming?
Well, there's no programming club at my high school, which is kind of a bummer, but I'll like kind of like not Java, but I'll kind of code in my free time, maybe HTML to code, just keep my website up to date and things like that.
Okay, no, that's good. All right. Have you talked to your friends or adults about computer science? Like, have you actually had a conversation about computer science with other people? Not necessarily for like, okay, I took this programming class, but like actual topics in computer science.
I have definitely had topics about computer science with my dad, definitely. Probably not my friends. They're not really as into computer science as I am, but definitely my dad talking about databases and things like that and efficiency with databases.
Ah, okay. So your dad is also a software engineer?
He is not a software engineer. He used to be something like that, like a software engineer, but now he manages e-commerce.
I see, I see. All right.
But he knows his way around it.
Right. Okay, one last
He
question.
definitely has. Okay.
What do you think, sorry, what do your friends and family think about computer science, or actually, let's start with that first. Yep.
Okay, I think my friends definitely think of it as something that's kind of hard to start, maybe, and like difficult and things like that. But honestly, it's really not. Once you kind of get past a certain point, it's not as difficult as it would seem. You just need a little bit of practice. I think my family would think about computer science as that's actually a hard question. I love to think about this too. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. One final question now. What
One final.
programming
Going to be what?
languages do you know?
Or is it going to be what is my favorite thing about computer science? Or did we already do that? I don't remember.
No, actually, yeah. What's if you want
Well,
to answer
first I'll
that,
do
that's fine too.
languages, okay?
Sure.
First I'll do languages. Okay, so I know, well, Java, I know a little bit of HTML and CSS, enough to be able to build a website out of it. I know, like, very minimal JavaScript, but it's kind of like Java, but otherwise, no, I don't really know it very well, but I think that's it. That's all I really know.
Okay, good.
So I think my favorite part about computer science is the satisfaction after working for a while on a long project, finally getting it right, and just being like, oh, I am done.
It does feel good, yeah.
Definitely does, yeah.
Okay, well,
Okay.
great. Thanks for your help, and thanks for your time again. And
Okay.
yeah, I will see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.